This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Well, it's 24 minutes to 3 this Sunday afternoon. Yes, it's the second last Sunday in the month of Ramadan. Sister Lillian says, your Ustad, she says, good afternoon, sir. I just want to know, do you think that our sister Afia will ever be released? Sister Lillian, Ustad.
Thank you very much, my sister Lillian. I told you before, my sister Lillian and all the esteemed listeners, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, she was a Hafiza. I use the word she was because her condition now is such, Allah alone knows whether she remembers anything for that matter because of the torture, persecution. So remember, she and her three children were abducted, kidnapped by the Pakistani intelligence and so forth and so on. This was during the time of Parvez Musharraf Day in Pakistan. Every person they should give the Americans and they should collect thousands of dollars. So basically, innocent people were also picked up and so forth. Then from there they were taken to Afghanistan. There you must remember people, founder and so forth, Yvonne Ridley. You heard her name? You should read a book, my sister Lillian, Yvonne Ridley, R-I-D-L-E-Y, and read what she has to say so you will get a much better picture and a clearer picture. So from there, then she went to the hell hole. So America and them speaks about, you must remember, human rights, democracy and so forth and so on. So the chances are very slim the way it looks like, but we don't pin our hopes on people. We place our trust only on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So once, remember, I even spoke to a mother from Pakistan in Karachi, and I told her, Ma, they don't lose hope. Na umid bat hona. Don't lose hope. If Allah wants, anything will happen and everything will happen. So remember, we know of worse cases where people came out and so forth. Look at our 44 brothers or plus minus, they in the hellhole in Gitmo in Guantanamo Bay. A shame and a disgrace for the American regime. You heard about the South African, that the African brother, they shot him. Who's right, who's wrong? So he chose that the white man, and you think I'm talking from my pocket? Go and read the lectures of Biden, the president. He says that we have a problem in America, and that is white terrorism. So remember that they themselves consider themselves to be superior and anybody else to be second class and so forth. So they're facing a huge problem. So anyway, to answer your question, if you look at it from our perspective, human beings, the chances are slim. But remember, we believe as Muslims, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah Jalla wa'ala has power over everything. And we hope and we pray that Almighty Allah returns her to her beloved family, to Dr. Fauzia, her sister, to her own children, and remember her beloved mother and so forth. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy for all the parties and all these zalims, the Parvez Musharraf and Afghanistan and whoever in America. May Allahumma aj'al Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. That is my dua for all these zalims. Allah Jalla wa'ala decimate and destroy them. I speak straight. I used to make this dua against Modi also. I make this dua against Netanyahu also. And there's many other Arab countries, puppet dictators. Ya Allah, the way they cause harm to Islam and the Muslims, you decimate them and destroy them if there's no hidayat for them.
Ameen.
Because they are the impediments of Islam today. Remember that.
Ameen, Ustad. I want to know, when can we commence our qadha fast, Ustad? Do we wait for 3 days or can we start on the day after Eid, Ustad?
100% first tabiqul khairat, regarding good deeds, you must make haste. Day of Eid, first Shawwal, you can't fast. So then the next day, second of Shawwal, you start fasting. And then your Shawwal fast, man sama Ramadan, thumma adba'uhu bisittim min Shawwal, kana kasiyami dahr. The reporter is Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, radiallahu ta'ala, and who's buried there in Istanbul. Remember that he said, Mustafa, rahmatul alameen, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Sahih Muslim, authentic hadith, if you keep 6 fasts after the Ramadan fast, then it's like fasting the whole year. So first you keep your qada fast, and then you worry about the 6 fasts. So you start from the 2nd onwards. If you keep it consecutively, very good. You keep it intermittently, keep 1 day, must 1-2 days, then you fast. All that is permissible.
So Ustad, is it advisable to perform Tarawih in long qirat style of reading where many ayat are repeated? Does this not make it difficult for musallis because the salat becomes extremely long, Ustad?
Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, remember in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, various compilations, man amma minkum fal yukhaffif salat fa inna fihi madhaif wa saqim, and so forth. So where this goes, when you are the imam, the leader of the prayer, then remember you must make the salat short. Short means you don't lengthen it, that you repeat one verse 3 times, 4 times, and so forth and so on. That you want to do all that, you do in your own salat, not when you are the imam. So you must remember that is wrong. And the imam, but the, now today, what our today is not Tarawih with our people, it's Ferrari going on. People finish Tarawih and witter in half an hour, and then they stand outside and make panchat. That our imam is a top imam, man. Hey, that one Baji sent me a letter, a message, Maulana. He says, Mufti Saab, you know what? Me, I sit on the chair, and our Maulana Imam, he goes so fast that I need seat belts now to keep up with him. You understand? Because he's so fast, ruku, sajda, up and down, just down to tumble. So I have to put seat belts. Now look at that. Is that Tarawih or is that Ferrari? Is that a mockery or not? So remember that tomorrow, this Quran Sharif, Al-Quran hujjatul laka aw alayk. You must remember the Quran Sharif will bear testimony for you or against you. So think properly, remember. So when we read this hadith, man amma minkum fal yukhaffif salat, it has to do with the qira'at, what you read after Surah Fatiha. Not with the ruku and sajda and tashahud and that. Guys are belting it there. He said, no, I was just motoring and cruising. So he only read one Subhan Rabbil Azim, one Subhan Rabbil A'la, just the shahud, no salawat, no durood, nothing. Salamu alaikum, Allahu Akbar. So brother, that type of salat will be thrown back in your face. Remember that. So we're speaking to Almighty Allah. So read salat properly, remember.
I like this thing, Ustad. Is that Tarawih or Ferrari? Somebody says, can I do Sadaqatul Jariyah? Example, dig a well, etc. for myself while I am alive, Ustad.
Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu is great, illustrious sahabi and companion, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, authentic. He came to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, inna umma sa'adin qad tuwfiyat, my beloved mother passed away, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must I do? Rahmatul alameen, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alma, water. He went for hafara bi'ran, faqala hadhi li ummi sa'ad, that he dug up the well, borehole, got it done, everything, and dedicated to his mother. So remember, in your lifetime, we always encourage people to do this. Another thing I'll tell you, because we have to educate our people. When people ask me that they want to do for themselves or their parents or ABC, I said, very good, you do it and make intention for million, billion people, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, right till the last baby to be born and pass away with Iman and Islam. But don't do it in our Indian areas. Don't do it where we got the posh areas and masjid. Go to the African areas. Go far. See Port Elizabeth, our country. Do you know what is the status quo there now as I speak to you?
Mm-hmm.
There are dams and rivers and that got water less than 13%. That is in a metropolitan area. Now you, if you know Port Elizabeth, go there outside in the outskirts and go and see. People, remember, will have to carry water for kilos, 5 kilos, 10 kilos, and so forth and so on, because of mismanagement, so many other reasons. Be that as it may, turn the negative into a positive. You Muslim, I'm speaking to you. So when you got the 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, and it's lilla money, not zakat, lilla money, so why not you go to that African township there in Eastern Cape and go put up the borehole there. Dua nikalta hai dil se. Those people will make dua for you lifelong. Even if they're non-Muslim, they'll think of you. So that is what we need to do. Go to Africa. My cousin, my connection is there, Hafiz Faisal. You understand, in Malawi, anybody wants, I tell them, if you can't get township in South Africa, send to Malawi. Hafiz Faisal is there. So subhanallah, go see the work. They put up the best orphanage with their own money, not collecting here and there. Our Haji Abdul Ghaffar Ba, his sons and all of them. What an orphanage. The Muslim, I asked him, Haji sahab, what was your aim doing all this? He says, we want to show them the beauty of Islam, and we want our next president, prime minister, whatever, must come from this orphanage. You see, that is what Muslim does, that you uplift the people, and remember, you do it with your own money, lilla money. So that is what we should do. Don't go to give our people. Our people will make more panchat. They will tell you the water coming out is very bitter, and so, and all these kind of things. Na shukri and ungrateful is our lot. You must remember, go to the poor areas and put that up, and nobody will even know. You do so with ikhlas and sincerity.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see there's an anonymous listener who starts says that, dear Mufti Sahab, there's a masjid being built in Durban, and I don't think Mufti Sahab knows about it, but they're building that masjid with interest money, and they say this is the house of Allah. Who are we to judge? Ustad, how do we stop them?
You must remember, any person builds a masjid, gives Quran, does anything with interest money, is waging war with Almighty Allah, and that Allah said himself. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse number 275 to 279. I read for you one verse, one sentence. فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you do not abstain and refrain from giving, taking, using interest, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, be prepared. Prepared for a war against Almighty Allah and the Messenger Rahmatulil Alameen Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Such people, they will lose their empires in this world. Remember, I saw it happening so many times. So why? Because they use this interest and what have you. There are two industries in Islam, A to Z, from starting to ending. Allah condemned everything. One is interest, and that is why I have such a big objection. This Maulana and this Mufti Sahab and this Sheikhul Islam, they made the Sharia compliant and that permissible. They're legalizing interest to the back door. Sayyidina Umar used to say, radiallahu anhu arda Amirul Mu'mineen, kunna nattaqi riba wa riba. We used to abstain from riba, interest, and anything that looked like interest, we used to abstain. Today's zamana, inqilab zamana, how times have changed. Today, to the back door, we say, no, this Mufti Sahab, this Sheikhul Islam, this person, that doesn't mean anything. We have to practice on Quran, Sunnah, Fatawa, verdict of Sahaba, and the four schools. So anyway, that people who use that, remember, they're inviting the wrath, the anger of Almighty Allah, and when they try and justify it, who are you to judge? Then they go to Hizbu Shaitan. They belong to the party of Satan, of Lucifer and Shaitan. Shaitan refused to make sajda. He defied Allah. Aba was takbara because of his pride and jealousy. Allah Jalla Wala expelled him forever. Never will you see Jannah. So be very careful what you are doing and what you are saying. What is your intention? Just to show off that you paid so much but with interest money. So I gave you the hadith just now. Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. So remember, Allah is very pure, and Allah only accept that which is pure, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif.
Sister wants to know, Ustad, whilst fasting, she put a belly ring on her navel and of course a ring on her tongue whilst fasting. Ustad, she loves her husband. What's a Muslim there to start?
Remember, your fast is still valid, but you are committing a major sin. You see, my sister, Quran Sharif is our constitution, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Go and read Surah 4, verse 119. So Almighty Allah, when he expelled and kicked out the Satan, Shaitan, Iblis from Jannah and Paradise, then he, the Satan, Iblis, Lucifer, took various and several oaths. One oath he took, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. Analyze the situation. You, sister ABC, your husband XYZ, why he told you to put the belly ring? Why he told you put the ring on your tongue? Because day and night you're watching the movies, you're watching the actors and actresses. So whatever they do, you want to do, you want to imitate them. So is that what we are supposed to do? When we imitate them, tomorrow you wake up with them. You want Quran, Hadith, Surah 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattakhidul yahuda wa nasara awliya. Ey iman walo, oh you believe, 89 times Allah has mentioned this phrase. Do not take the Jews and Christians to be your friends and protectors. Ba'duhum awliya ubad. They are the friends of one another. Wa may yatawallahum minkum fa innahu minhum. You love them, you love their culture, you love their festival, you love their traditions, you imitate them, mimic them, you become part and parcel of them. Surah 5, chapter 5, verse 51. Second one, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. Whoever imitates a people and a nation, you become part and parcel of them. Third one, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom they love. So remember, you are cursed, your husband is cursed, and you say, no, I'm doing this to please my husband. Our aim and objective in life must be to please Almighty Allah, to please Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not trample upon the Sharia and say, no, I'm pleasing my husband. This is the golden maxim and teaching in Islam. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asiyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation, whether it's prime minister, president, king, ruler, husband, ustad, teacher, wife, husband, no. When it leads to a sin against the Creator, get rid of all that. Your fast is valid, but you are cursed.
Ustad, been married for 8 years with no children. Is IVF allowed, Ustad?
I'm married over 40 years, sister, no children. So why you want to do unda dandas? You know unda dandas. Why you want to do all that? Write down now. I give you everything from Quran and Sunnah. You married 8 years, no children. So cry. These nights to cry. Allah se mangna hai. Allah se manwana hai. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is old. He's crying. Chapter 37, verse number 100. So chapter number 37 and verse number 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me pious children. So you know Surah Yasin is chapter 36, right? So the surah after that is Surah Safat. So remember after that, then the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. So chapter number 37 and verse 100. So there you got it so easy. Grant me pious children. A Nabi crying to Allah in his old age. Allah blessed him with two sons, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. A Nabi crying to Allah. Surah 3, verse 38. How he cried. That he told Allah, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam. Open Surah 19. Surah Maryam, the chapter on Mary. I'm telling you how he cried. وَهَنَا الْأَذْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَالَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. Ya Allah, my bones have gone brittle and weak. Ya Allah, my hair is gone grey and whitish. Grant me that son, grant me that child. Not for money and so, no. So that the mission and the message of Islam can continue. Every prophet, messenger, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people, and everyone was a Muslim. No messenger came as a Jew, Christian, polytheist, and no. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiya wala Nasraniya, walakin kana Hanifa Muslima wa ma kana min al mushrikeen. Nor was Ibrahim alayhi salam a Jew or a Christian or a polytheist and idol worshipper. He was Muslim. So he, Zakaria alayhi salam, reads, cries, begs, petitions Allah, chapter 3, verse 38. Rabbi, habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Ya Allah, grant me pious, good, chaste offspring. Innaka sami'u dua. So Allah will listen to your dua. Third one, again Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, chapter 21, verse 89. Rabbi la tadarni farda. Oh Allah, do not leave me alone. Wa anta khairul warithin. Ya Allah, grant me pious offspring. You and your wife, you are awake every time, right? 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, you and your wife, quiet, silently, both of you, then just read. Suhoor time, sehri time. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. After 3 minutes, 5 minutes, raise your hands. Ya Allah, you said, wa bil ashari hum yastaghfirun. The pious people, sehri time, pre-dawn meal time, that they make istighfar. You said, Ya Allah, in chapter 71, when a person, nation makes istighfar, Yur Sili, and verses 9, 10, and 11. Yur Sili Sama Alaikum Midrara. Allah, you will send good rain. Wa Yamdidukum Biamwal Yuwabaneen. Allah will bless you with wealth. Allah will bless you with children. These are the worldly benefits. Wa Yajallakum Jannati Wa Yajallakum Anhara. Allah will bless you with Jannat al Firdaus and the streams and Jannah. You want to do IVF or you want to do this? So, sister, leave all the Allah shaitani dandas and do all this and read the pious people's dua. Surah 25 verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. Cry to Allah, Laylatul Qadr is coming. Allah will give you, inshallah.
I see the sister says, doesn't Mufti Saab ask Allah, why didn't Mufti Saab get children? Who's going to take after you, Mufti Saab, after you pass away, your legacy? Anonymous sister Ustad.
So you must remember, Allah said, for you no children, you go and make the, all your students are your children.
Allah.
You see? So that's my legacy.
Subhanallah.
Today now one student, what would I tell you? One student, I was very free with the student. So African guy. Uh-huh. So, I studied, they became alim. He said, okay, upi wena. So I asked him, why you? He said, mene funalo kurta, and funalo daffa, and nigalo mali. So he told me that. So give me one daffa kurta. You know you always give me. And nigalo mali. So I told him, I'm going for Zohar. You must be here before 1:30. After that, I won't see you. Because Q&A is starting. 1:20, he was here. He picked up his daffa. He picked up his kurta. And I gave him a murka sahaba. He jumped out of his skin almost. I said, go hamba, hamba, baba. So he's like that. This is our legacy. So alhamdulillah, you my legacy. So we don't worry about that. Now is our job. I always tell my wife, we could never travel all these countries in the world. We could never do all this work. It's Allah's fadl. He gives children, mashallah. He doesn't give children, then dedicate your life for deen. Finish. However, you buy the cow, the milk will come worth. Dedicate for deen, Allah will bring dunya at your feet.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 3 minutes to 3 o'clock, I see the sister is crying. She says, Ameen, Ameen, Thum Ameen. Ustaz, Brother Ellen says, I did not know you guys are back on air. I was driving and I just tuned on to Radio Ansar and I'm hearing your voice and Mr. Arafat's voice. So I need your timetable. This is Ellen. And he says, with the current situation in India, there's videos going around that the Hindus are turning to fold of Islam. How true is that? Or is it just media? Ellen, Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Ellen. Don't get tired of our voice. You must remember that very easy what you do. Now, Ellen, you have to memorize this quickly, right? WWW, right? You know that much. Then Markaz Sahaba, MarkazSahaba. SahaBa. I'm repeating. MarkazSahaba.com. Then you just go there. That's our website. And you will find our timetable, schedule, everything there. MarkazSahaba.com. Or you go to my website. And that will be Mufti, MUFTI, AKHusain, AKHOOSEN.net. And you will find it there. Okay, Ellen? Now you don't switch it off. You keep on listening there. there. You see, Alan, in life, everything you want to know, Alan, you will find in Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, or you will find in the statements of the Master, Prophet Muhammad Habibunah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the agenda of the BJP? You must go to BJP's website, go to RSS, and that is their, you know, history and their military, whatever you want to call it. So go to their website and see what was the aim and objective. Modi and Yogi, so they were the main architects. Modi is prime minister and Yogi is the minister there, and you know, they call them Wazir A'la and first minister and chief and all that, chief minister there in Uttar Pradesh, UP. We've been to all these areas so many times, 5-6 times. So you must remember that. So if you go and study, their aim was, and their teacher was the rogue regime Israel. So they said that, yeah, these Palestinians are a big problem for us, so we need to eliminate them. And Modi said the Muslims are a big problem for us, yeah, for the Hindus. We need to eliminate them. So what they did, they said, we are going to fight Islam and Muslims. So that is exactly what the Quran is teaching us. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, that their aim is to extinguish the nur, the radiance of Almighty Allah with their mouths. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau kariyal kafirun. Their aim was to extinguish the effulgence, the radiance of Almighty Allah with their media, with their TV, with their mere press. All that, how much propaganda they made against Islam. But what Allah says, Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah, remember, is going to let this nur, this radiance, effulgence of Islam spread throughout the world. Walau kariyal kafirun. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Chapter 61, verse 8. So yes, it's true. The Hindus now will become Muslim. Not all, but some of them, they will become. Because they saw that the Muslims are the people who are the innocent people. We were went to Kashmir and they raped our women. They kidnapped our boys. We don't even know where they are today. What one thing? They demolish our masjids and so forth. Go to the Supreme Court of India and go see the judgment regarding the Babri Masjid. You go and see what was the judgment, the original judgment. They said that it was not, you must remember, a temple, and thus it was more. So you go see and everything. But when they came, the BJP, they want to change everything. So when in Urdu we speak in Urdu, Hindi. So they say, Allah ki lati be awase. When the stick of Allah hits, you must remember it doesn't make a noise. Now Modi doesn't know. His own people are saying, Modi, Modi, resign. Modi, Yogi, Yogi, resign. So they want them out. You must, and when I go further, inshallah, inshallah, Alan means God willing, Modi will end up in prison, and your Bibi Netanyahu will also end up in prison.
Ameen.
So you must,
Ameen.
And that is our prayer every day. Why? Justice must prevail, and justice will come to these zalims and oppressors. Remember, they are not oppressors of Muslims only, they are oppressors of humanity. Remember this. Who is the biggest super spreader of the virus in the world today? India. Why? Because of Modi and the BJP and so forth. So the world knows the epicenter today is India and no one else. That is how Allah disgraces people.
2 minutes after three on this beautiful, mashallah, Sunday afternoon. I say ameen to your dua, Ustad. We go, inshallah, for an interval. We inundated with so many questions. When we come back, part two. Don't go away.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.